Washburn, St. Helena, California, November 6, 1906. Dear Brother Washburn, I received the letter that you wrote me in response to the one I sent you not long ago. Thank you, my brother. I did not specify the use I desired to make of the money that you said you could borrow for me, for I feared that the object to which I should deem it wise to appropriate the means would not seem wisdom to my brethren. The case of the Madison School, and the good work that should be done there without let or hindrance, has been placed before me, and I design that this sum of money, though only a small amount in comparison with what they actually need, should be invested in that enterprise. I could not feel at rest in my mind until this was done. The workers there could use double this amount with good results. It has been presented to me that our people should before this have provided this school with means and thus placed it on vantage ground. This is the way in which I still view the matter. Had I borrowed this money, not $1 of it would have served me personally, only inasmuch as I am my brother's keeper. I am willing that it should be appropriated by other hands, for perhaps it would have all round a better influence to cement hearts and give more encouragement to our workers in Madison, if the appropriation should come from those who are carrying responsibilities. Brethren Megan and Sutherland are men in whom I have confidence. They will act their part. Brother Sutherland needs to have fewer burdens to bear and more time to care for his health. I am not saying these things to reproach you or anyone else. I write this in order that you may understand what it was my purpose to do with the money. I encourage the purchasing of the farm on which the Madison School is established. Had it been still further from Nashville, this would have been no objection. It is well situated and will produce its treasures. Those who are carrying on the work of this school need and should have encouragement. The brethren bearing responsibilities of a different character in some respects should give freedom to those who have as good judgment as they themselves have in regard to what is needed on the farm in buildings for sanitarium purposes and for school purposes. The Madison School farm is to be an object lesson for the southern field. It is in an excellent location and fully as near Nashville as it should be. If the large food building in Edgefield can be utilized for the manufacture of foods of a simple kind, yet in every way as wholesome as the flake foods, this will be a great advantage. Simple foods, which do not cost so much to manufacture as corn flakes or wheat flakes, can be prepared. Neither of these foods should demand the enormous price that is asked for the privilege of manufacturing and handling them. If something could be set in operation to prepare simple, wholesome foods to be sold in the southern field, this would be a great blessing. Since W.C. White left home, I have been overworking, and recently I have been unable to sleep past 12 or 1 o'clock. But praise the Lord, this morning I slept until 3 o'clock. I have had a siege of influenza, but have not given up my work of writing and speaking, with the exception of a few times, when I did not think it prudent to speak. During the past week, we have had our first rain since June, but this morning I see from my window the clear, blue sky. I feel thankful for this, for the work going on in Oakland and San Francisco will be favored if the storms keep off a little longer. Elder Simpson has had the big camp meeting tent pitched in Oakland. During the preparations, he was right on hand to direct and worked very hard to have the grounds approaching the tent as presentable as possible. The tent is an old one, and when the heavy rains come, it will not be secure. Elder Simpson is arousing a good interest by his meetings. People of all classes come out to hear and to see the life-size images that he has of the beasts of Revelation. A great many Catholics come to hear him. Much of his preaching is in words of the Bible. He uses as few of his own words as possible. So if his hearers war against what he says, they war against the Word of God. It is growing daylight, so I must close. This letter has been written by lamplight. Your sister in Christ.